Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, as we often hear on this show, we all benefit from being in a garden. The positive effect on our physical and mental well-being are well documented, and that benefit applies however old or young we are. Now, Grace Muriel House, that's the care home on Tavistock Avenue to the south side of St Albans, was today celebrating the work that youngsters from local schools have been doing to help with the gardens there. And I went along to find out how both old and young were benefiting. Now, whilst the youngsters were tucking into some well-deserved lollipops, I first spoke to the activities coordinator, Susie Little.
Okay, Susie, so exciting day today. You've got school children coming along to Grace Muriel House again. Why did you think it was a good idea to get them involved with gardens here?
Okay, well, we are doing a project with Abbeyfield. It's a gardening doorstep challenge to brighten up our front doorstep with lots of colour, fresh flowers, and make it really inviting. I have links with Mandeville Primary School, who my child goes there, and I spoke to the school and asked them whether they would be interested in coming up to us here and helping with a gardening club. They were on board instantly. And so in total, for the whole month of May, we had 60 children in the end come and help with a gardening club.
And why did you think that it would be a good idea to have, presumably you know, have gardens and things doing the garden. Why do you think it would be good to involve the children?
I think it's good to involve the children to show them how much fun they can get out of the gardening, and also to interact with our residents as well, and for our residents and the students to work together.
Okay, and did they work together on the garden?
Yes, they did. They worked together doing pots for the sunflowers together, and deadheading and watering in the garden as well together.
Okay, so what kind of things were the children able to do other than those you've just said?
Oh, the children were very, very busy. They've done all our hanging baskets in the front doorstep. They've filled our front door pots up and our raised beds they've filled. They've just been green fingers, muddy hands, and they even collected all of the slugs out of the sweet peas, and they took them back to the school to protect our plants and to be pets for themselves.
So whose idea was that?
That was a group of girls that came. They were worried about leaving the slugs and the snails because they worried the birds would come and get them. So they decided to rescue them and take them back to school.
Wow. Well, that is great. They can come to my garden, actually, if they want to collect any more. Well, that's brilliant. And did you get the feeling that the children were enjoying their time here?
The children really enjoyed their time here. They were very excited. They were very respectful. They were very polite. They had lists of instructions, which I left for them for each group, and they just got on with it. They read their instructions. They came back and got the flowers for the pots. And our garden is looking beautiful and it's just blooming every day.
Fantastic. Now, it's not just through getting pupils from local schools to do hands-on things in the garden that the gardens here have benefited, is it? You've also had help from the children at St Albans and St Stephen's. Can you explain what they've been doing?
Yes, they did a Dragon's Den competition and they came to us and asked whether we'd be interested. We jumped on straight away and said, of course we would. They raised some money for us. They raised over £600. They visited us and we had a sensory morning, an activity where they met with our residents in the lounge and we played with some sensory balls, tasted some vegetables and herbs, and we discussed how important it is to be outside and then get fresh fruits and vegetables. And to engage all our senses. The children went away and they decided they would like to raise money for a water feature for us. They raised so much money, they did so much fundraising. They won an award themselves for it and they came back with over £600 for us, and we have used that to incorporate lots of sensory equipment into the garden. So we did buy the water feature, which is beautiful. We've got a raised herb bed outside the lounge door, so you can smell all the herbs, you can taste them as well. We've got two massive wind spinners, which are in the middle of the lawn, and the wind just blows through them. It's so eye-catching. We've got a wind chime as well. And when we were speaking to the residents, they decided they also would like a radio. So we bought a garden radio as well. So when people are sitting outside, they can put the radio on as well.
And are the residents pleased with what has been achieved with the money?
The residents are amazed at how much we have been able to spend by with the money. It's been a big talking point. They can sit in different parts of the garden. Just listening to the water is very therapeutic. And it's at a level where you can run your hands through it as well, so that's really nice. The wind spinner in the garden gets lots of attention. And the radio as well. It's all just fantastic. We're so thrilled and grateful for both the schools.
And do you have any plans for future, for more partnership work with the schools and the garden?
Well, particularly with Mansfield Primary School, the teacher has been in touch with me and said that she's noticed such a huge impact that it's had a positive on the children, and there is plans for them to come back for the rest of the academic year.
Fantastic. Susie, thank you very much indeed for explaining that to me.
And I was talking there to Susie Liddell. And wasn't that great to hear that the money that's been raised through the Dragon's Apprentice Scheme has been put to such great use? And also really good was the way that Susie had made the connection between her children's school and the really good way of using the pupils and harnessing their activities at the care home as well. Now, all that did sound great, but I needed to hear from the children themselves what they thought of the project. So I spoke to Yassine, Hamim, Mim and Anissa to see what they thought.
So if you could just say who we've got here. What's your name?
Yassine.
And your name?
Hamim.
And your name?
Mim.
And your name?
Anissa.
Excellent. So how old are you? How old are you all?
Nine.
You're nine. You're all nine?
No, I'm ten.
I'm 10.
You're 10, okay. And which school are you from?
Mandeville Primary School.
Right, okay. So, do you have a garden at home?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have a garden?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, do you all have gardens?
Yeah, I have palm trees.
Palm trees?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
But I haven't grown.
Okay, so you've got a bit of experience in gardening, but what did you think about the idea of coming to help at the garden here at Grace Muir House?
I think it was...
Do you think it was a good idea? Did you know what to expect?
But I didn't really expect that it would be doing different activities.
Did you think it was going to be fun?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah?
Obviously.
Do you enjoy gardening? Did you think it was going to be fun?
Yes.
Yeah?
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah? Okay. So what kind of jobs were you able to do here? You've been helping with the front garden, haven't you?
Yeah, and some at the back. So we did some of the white plant pots and we did some watering at the front.
Okay. How about you? Can you think of any jobs that you've done?
Well, we picked dead leaves out of strawberries and we planted some seeds.
Okay. And what were your favourite jobs that you were doing here?
My favourite job was when we went outside to plant some flowers, poppies, etc, etc.
Okay. Did you have a favourite job there, Hamid?
Yeah, I had... I liked the one where you put soils in pots and plant flowers.
You're planting flowers. Excellent. Yes. Now, I heard that you did something which is a little bit unusual, that you were involved in rehoming some snails. Would you like to tell us about that, Mim and Anisha?
We brought some to school in flower pots and then set them free in the school field.
Okay, and why were you worried about them?
Because they could have eaten the plants and they could have been crushed by...
Okay, so you were worried about the welfare of the snails and of the plants themselves. Okay, I understand that. So you've been working here. Have you been able to work with the old people who live at the house as well?
So we talked to them a little bit, but they were looking at us and giving us advice,
right,
of us gardening and, yep, planting the flowers and what to do and what not to do.
Okay. Do you think that the old people here know a lot about gardening? Do you think that they were good gardeners at home?
Yeah,
I think they were good gardeners at home because they gave us lots of advice and they were very nice.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed working with the old people here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do they have nice things to say to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. So do you hope that when you get old that you'll be able to live somewhere like this and have a lovely garden like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about you, Anisha?
Yeah, I think it would be, like, really nice. Like, as an old person, you would be, like, welcomed with other children who might come here as well.
Yeah. So are you looking forward to coming and doing other things here as well?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah? Brilliant. Thank you very much for talking to me.
And I was there talking to Yasim, to Hamim, to Mim and to Anisa. And they were telling us about the work that they've been doing as part of a partnership project at Grace Muriel House. Now, it sounds like the gardening went down really well with the school pupils who are working there. But what did the residents think about the gardening project? I spoke to one of the residents, Hilary, to find out.
Okay, Hilary, so we've come inside now, but I saw you were out in the gardens checking and just tending to a few things there. Do you spend much time in the gardens here at Grace Muriel House?
In fact, I do. I really enjoy the opportunity to be outside and doing things. It's what I did in my own house.
I was just about to ask, did you have a garden in your house previously?
Yes, and so to be able to continue on with that activity particularly, and you know, recalling things I did with my father, it's just lovely. And now to be doing it with a different generation, is superb.
So what's it been like having the school children come in? Have you been able to pass on any information, any help?
It's been brilliant. They're just so full of energy. They mostly think they know what to do, but they are quite good at coming back and asking. And I think things will finish up growing, hopefully.
But you'll have had fun in the meantime.
Oh, absolutely. And we're doing the watering.
Yes.
They did the initial watering after they planted.
Yeah.
And with the gardener, some of us are able to carry on the watering now. So that, of course, can be quite exciting.
Yeah. So what features in particular do you like in the garden?
Oh, I mean, in some ways, almost, because of the variety.
Yeah.
Certainly the sound of the water. We have a couple of fountains now, and to hear the water I particularly enjoy.
And how about the produce that you grow here then?
Well, yes. The strawberries are very good.
The little guilty look going on there. They tasted okay, did they?
That's right. I can vouch for that.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's good to hear. You have to taste them, don't you?
Well, exactly. And, you know, I have to check as to when they need to be watered.
Exactly.
And when picked.
Yes, 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 yes. Well,
I'm glad you understand.
Yes, that's good to know. So you've enjoyed having the children here in the garden. Would you look forward to having them in future to be in the garden?
I personally would, because it is just some, if you like, ordinary life coming in. And they looked at us, not askance, but, you know, they weren't quite sure who these people were behind that short wall.
Yes.
But the opportunity to come in and be with us and take part in shared activities, I think has helped them a lot to understand that we're not strange people.
Yes, and that you've got skills that you can share with
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Yes. And how about there's sometimes an accusation that children now spend too much time inside and in front of computers. Do you think that they've benefited from coming here and being outside?
Definitely. I mean, this afternoon, seeing the children coming home with their carers, just to see the energy and excitement, because they're now getting to know us.
Yes.
And so there is that familiarity. And certainly they didn't mind spending a bit more time going home than just rushing straight home.
Yes, it was,
for computers.
They were happy to pop in here to see yes. you and to see the lovely yes. garden they helped create.
That's right. Mind you, I think ice lollies might have helped.
You had a little enticement for them yes, today, didn't
but
you?
But even so,
yes.
there were so many thank yous from them. It was just a delight for us.
Wonderful.
On their own.
Well, that's really good to hear that you're getting delight from
yes.
from having the children coming and from the garden as well. Hilary, thank you very much indeed.
It's a great pleasure.
And I was talking there to Hilary, one of the residents at Grace Muriel House. And what a great project. Some beautiful gardens and lots of big smiles from young and old alike. And a big thank you to all of them for inviting me along to see what they've achieved. Now, if you like gardens and you like a bit of music too, then there's a treat lined up for you this Sunday with the Bayford Musical Gardens Day. Now, it's 11:30 till 5 on Sunday. It's been running for over 20 years, and it's raised over £250,000 for local charities. Now, there's more than a dozen gardens. There's 5 live bands, including brass, jazz and steel. There's plants for sale. And, of course, there's plenty of opportunities for refreshments, plowman's ice cream and, of course, cake. And wheelchair users are very welcome. But, of course, some garden services can be a little tricky. Also, as part of the 30 Days Wild and the Gordon Benningfield celebration, the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust is holding a big wild weekend along the Rivergade Water Meadows at Great Gazans. That's on Saturday and Sunday, 10:30 till 4. No booking is required. It's free to enter. And having looked at it, there seems to be loads of activities for all ages. So, two lovely events this weekend. Now, do follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment. Check us out on Facebook or drop me a line, amanda@radioverulam.com. I'll be back at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.